was the Cape Drive Time? 91.3. And of course, 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp number. This person saying, City Council, where did they find 165 million rand to increase security? Well, they found that money in your pocket because you pay rates and taxes. The South African Human Rights Commission is taking former Basasa boss Angelo Ugritsi to the Equality Court. Ugritsi, who was recorded at the Zondo Commission saying the K word a number of times, confessed and apologized for being a racist. Online is human rights spokesperson Gashwell Brooks. Gashwell, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
This is kind of a somewhat bizarre situation in the sense, number one, it was very uncomfortable, to say the least, to hear that particular recording. It was a sober reminder of the attitude of certain South Africans when we heard the recording. But also what was interesting was the fact that Ugritsi said, I am a racist, and I think he did apologize as well. It's just slightly different scenario to many of the other ones that we've had to deal with.
No, indeed, but I think that the core of the matter, and there's obviously many, many considerations and issues that one can bring into this, and I think that's part of the concern. I think first and foremost, the most important issue to focus on, and what the South African Human Rights Commission is solely focusing on, is the admission to the fact that, of course, we have racism on display here by Mr. Ugritsi, even though he admitted to it. Mm-hmm. The key question that we also have to ask in terms of the admission and as well as the apology that followed is this real contrition. And that is what we expect the court, amongst many things, to obviously deliberate on and tell us about. Is this a case of someone that is truly contrite for what they have said and how they have said it? Or is it a situation of having someone saying that, listen, I'm a racist, I'm sorry, and that's just the way I am, and not willing to bear the consequences thereof. So in as much as, you know, there's many issues at play here, the veracity of his testimony in front of the Commission of Inquiry, the Commission is not concerned with any of those issues, and we abide by what Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo had said, is that this doesn't have an impact on the testimony delivered in the inquiry. What we specifically and fundamentally concerned with is, of course, the racist language that he uses in those recordings.
What is interesting, you raised an interesting question there. Sometimes racism itself is difficult to empirically prove. If somebody's got an attitude, it's difficult to prove scientifically that somebody's got that attitude. But you mentioned the contrition and the fact that some people seem to think, I'm not saying Ugritsi is like, because I don't know, but some people seem to think if they quickly say, I'm sorry, it completely exonerates them from what they've said. It's also difficult waters, isn't it? Because how on earth do we assess whether somebody's contrition is genuine or not?
No, indeed, and of course, we're leaving that very difficult question to the courts to answer. But I mean, just to get back to what some of the key issues are in this, you know, within this broader discussion, is first and foremost, there is an understanding that true to what you said, true to form, it is very difficult for us to pin and pin down racist attitudes, for example. And I think this is where the law and the Constitution is pretty direct and clear on the fact that what we're looking at is obviously the issue of unfair discrimination on the basis of race, as opposed to the notion of racism just broadly. And I think that's important. But second to that, we know that racism broadly gives rise to unfair discrimination on the basis of race, as well as the hate speech that is then in turn associated with it. But I think that what we're trying to do in this particular instance is obviously to have the court answer that very difficult question, but simultaneously also, when it comes to the issue of being contrite, the court does have assessments and look at it and say that, okay, is this person someone that, you know, there is room within our society and in the spirit of reconciliation, where we have had many people that said that, listen, I was either homophobic, sexist, you know, racist, or had some form of prejudice that harmed and infringed on the rights of other people. I am sorry for that particular attitude, and this is what I'm doing or saying, or this is how I'm acting, as a sign of contrition. Now, as you said, it's very difficult to measure that mark. But the key question that we really do have to ask ourselves is it sufficient for someone to turn around and say, I'm racist, I'm sorry?
Yeah, and of course, with Mr. Grizzi, with all the stuff that's come out, that certainly will be an interesting challenge. Is he aware that South African Human Rights Commission is going to take action against him?
In terms of where we are in the specific complaints handling process, I'm not entirely au fait with how our and I believe it's our Gauteng provincial office that will be dealing with that particular issue. I'm not too sure exactly where they are in the process, but of course, all due process will be followed, and Mr. Grizzi will then be given the opportunity to raise his defences through whatever legal mechanisms are required within the Equality Court and other spaces. However, due process in this instance will be followed in terms of what his rights then demand and what he's entitled to in terms of his rights.
And what happens if he jumps the country? Because it seems as if he is in the process of sailing up, apparently going to Italy for a fishing trip. I never knew there were fish in Italy, but nevertheless, that's where he says he's going. What would happen, just for hypothetically, if he wasn't here?
I mean, again, that becomes an entirely administrative and legal process. And again, I would loathe to, comment on what his intent is in terms of whatever trips he might be taking. Until such time that obviously there's a court order preventing him from being able to leave the country, there is no action that anyone really can take in this particular instance. But apart from that, I think that we also need to understand that there are many broader elements at play here. Surely Mr. Grizzi will have his evidence scrutinized by the people that he's, for example, made allegations against. So I'm sure that there is some type of arrangement, and if not, that is really at the privy of those individuals participating in these processes, including Mr. Grizzi. But as I said, until such time that we have...
It looks like we've lost that caller. Where it's gone to, I don't know. Maybe it's his gremlin sitting in the corner of the studio, but it is time anyway. We were going to end the interview and cross to for Asser. We were talking to Gashwal Brooks, spokesperson for the South African Human Rights Commission, Angela Ugritsi, Basasa, former Basasa boss, who's been spilling the beans at the Zondo Commission, is going to find himself in the Equality Court for racial attitudes and utterances.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.